I would like to start off with a very quick hakdama about different aspects of music in general. There is a discussion in Gemara Rishonim, Achronim about listening to music in generally throughout the year. If there's a problem of listening to music or not, I'm not going to get into that topic now at all.
Well, suffice it saying that the minhag is definitely to listen to music. In general, people tend to listen to music,
and I'm only mentioning it because throughout some of the sources I'll be mentioning this year, we'll discuss that topic. So I'm just going to mention that now. And then another aspect when Chazal discussed about listening to music is an other. Somebody who Rahman is in the morning is forbidden to listen to music. And some of the sources that we brought will be referring to the issur of listening to or playing music while they are in Adol, and that will have relevance to what we're talking about. The third thing, which is mainly what we're going to talk about, is the issur of listening to music during Tevayim Mitzarim, the 3 weeks. And there is a little bit of the same, similar issur applies on Tefirat HaOmer. There's an issur to listen to music during Tefirat HaOmer. And this Isurim are almost the same. There are some differences, could be something that will be mentioned as we're learning. Point Hakdama number one. Hakdama number two, I'd just like to mention that there is a difference in Menhagim between the Minig Ashkenaz and Minig Sfar about when the period of mourning starts. According to Minig Ashkenaz, as the Ramah writes, the number of later Rishonim before the Ramah, I think I discussed this in a Shir number a long time ago, say that the meaning is that the period of mourning starts from Shabbos of the Tammuz till Tishabov with varying degrees. As we'll see, it becomes more strict the actual week of Tishabov, but from the 9 days is more strict, and then from the Shabbos of the Tammuz is the least strict. And according to the Mechaber, according to the Minig Sfar, you only have there's only available from the week of Tishabov. Pretty much all the halachos we'll be discussing now will apply. The discussion I'll be having will be relevant to before Rosh Chodesh, and therefore won't apply to Minig Sfar, but the actual Isra, so listening to music, of course, applies to Minig Sfar too in the Shua Shechal V'Tishbo, the last week. Okay, the question I wanted to, the two discussions I want to discuss, one is listening to non-instrumental music, meaning if you have recorded music which is just sung, what they call, I believe, a cappella. And then the other point I wanted to mention is, let's say, for example, doing aerobics. Something which, the reason you're listening to music is not because you actually want to hear the music per se, but rather you want to do something else and the music is helping you do what you want to do and not because of actually listening to sit and enjoy the music. What will be the legal status of that as far as the halacha is concerned? Are you permitted or not to listen to music? Okay, so the source of the Isser is written in the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'ein noisin nashim, ve'ein oisin seudas erusin, we do not marry and make a su'udah for an engagement party, is permitted to get engaged without making a big party, without making a banquet about it, that it is permitted, but we are not allowed to make a su'udah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. The concept of music isn't mentioned there, but the actual su'udah is what's mentioned. The actual making a su'udah, that is mentioned. And Mishavura writes, from based on the Mogen Avraham and the other poskim, v'asur lasus rikudim u'mechoylois, and is forbidden to dance. According to Minig Ashkenaz, that it is forbidden, we start already the Isurim of shaving, for example, and getting married, start from Yudzayim B'Tamuz, it is also forbidden to dance, even without an Erusin, or in general, it's forbidden to have dances from that point. Now, the point, the term music is mentioned there, but the concept of dancing is mentioned. So, it's sex and dancing, I don't know the difference between the two of them, but we find Chazal, Machol, Yasu, Machol, Loving. Machol literally means a circle. I mean, making a circle. So Rikudin, I guess, the same. Maybe Rikudin are doing the alley cat, you know, the Chofetz Chaim dance. Whatever. I don't know. Anyway, but Machol is the first Raya that they did that back then. Anyway, and then Machol is like, whatever. But the point is dancing. Now, like I said, there it isn't mentioned. Klein and Gin are not mentioned. Later on, we'll be mentioning a Prima Gadim that clearly, at this point in the Shulchan Aruch, mentions the Isser of using clay zemer, which would mean musical instruments. In regarding this issur, so we find in the Poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Umuter lasoy seuda." Now, Sfir Sa'imer, we mentioned, has different rules. They're similar, but there are specific differences between some of the details of the morning on Sfira, and as opposed to 3 weeks, have differences. So, in Sfir Sa'imer, it is permitted to make a seuda seirusin. So, says the Aruch HaShulchan regarding Sfir Sa'imer, "Umuter lasoy seuda." It is permitted to make a seuda seirusin during Sfira. Even that we do on Sfira, that it is mutter to make a suda, you are not allowed to have dancing then. The whole chicken should also lezamen b'klei shir. And the Rosh Hashanah says, but obviously you can't listen to music during the even for an erusin, you would not be permitted to listen to music. So we find where the Rosh Hashanah discussed it. Like I said, we already see the Prima Gadim mentioned it. So included in this isser of dancing is also an isser of listening to music. And so we find a revised in Tshuvas Mincha Tzitzchok. He writes, "Hine ze ein sofek daminik shoyles anig mikli zemer b'nei sfira." It's clear that it's the accepted custom. You do not listen to or use music to enjoy listening to instruments during the sfira. The god l'koyach haminig, that's become a minig, and he goes at length to discuss how important the minig is. It could be deraisa. He has a whole arichas on it. We're not going to get into now. And he concludes, "L'daiti havi yisro kli zemer b'chlal madisa b'magen avram." Included in the above mentioned magen avram, this isser of listening to music is included in what he wrote, the cause of the also last recorded in Mechilas Mei Sfira. Now that we said before, that this isser to dance, it says the Imam Chatzitzchok, that's clear that would be included in that isser. So the isser of Klezemer is really incorporated into what the Mishnah Berurah mentioned from Mokan Avram, that you're not allowed to dance. But obviously his Klezemer, even though he didn't actually mention that, they call Mokan Klezemer Havi Kolshekin. It's obvious, it's a Kolshekin, that if it's Havi Simcha Yisera, Mei Rekudim Mechilas. Dancing without music is obviously less of a simcha than having music. So therefore, if it's usher to dance, if it's usher to dance, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's going to be clear. It's clear that it's going to be usher to listen to music. And as we said, this is definitely the minig. And each person according to his minig, both in Sfira and in 3 weeks, everyone according to their minig, those when the period of mourning starts, that you're not allowed to have weddings, you're also not allowed to dance. You're also not allowed to listen to music.
In 3 weeks.
Yeah, it's even worse than Sfira Soimer. No, he doesn't say he's actually not talking about 3 weeks. He's actually talking about Sfira. He's just saying, but the God what's also in Sfira will be also, that includes the Isser of music. He didn't actually say, but like we said before, there are some things that are more stringent in the 3 weeks. So if it's also in the 3 weeks, in Sfira, it's for sure going to be also in during the 3 weeks. And so writes Rav Moshe Feinstein, as I bring now, he make a sabti b'tshuva v'nitpasa the Igros Moshe. I've already written a tshuva in an earlier chalik that's printed in an earlier chalik of Igros Moshe. Sherachti b'Isser Zimmer b'zman. There I discuss in general the issue of listening to music. Like I said, I'm not going to get into that, but regarding that point, and he concludes, we make Sfira, however, during the days of Sfira, yesh lesser b'zimmer demana, using an instrument, will for sure be also aplamatir, meaning even according to people that do listen to music the rest of the year, but during the make Sfira, for sure it's issur to use musical instruments. Upashu shehu adin she'asur af b'mei b'inam tzar. I mean, it's obvious that the same thing will apply during the 3 weeks also. And then he concludes something that Alon brought up this morning to me. V'yesh l'hachmer gam l'ktanim she'igiu l'chinuch me'achos ha'veilus d'rabim hu. Since it's an aveilus d'rabim, therefore those that everybody coins the minig, when they start the isser of listening to music, it would apply to children too. It was mentioned to me that Kabir Berkowitz has a different opinion. I'm not getting into this point right now. Whatever, maybe, I don't know. Maybe the difference between forchin v'chanach v'chinuch. I see. Whatever it is, I'm not getting into the isser of chinuch now, but the isser of music therefore applies not just weddings. It doesn't just apply to dancing, it also applies to, in general, listening to music or musical instruments, and that would be during the 3 weeks. Okay, that's point number one.
Questions?
Sorry?
Any questions?
Possibly. At this point, I haven't gotten close to the end, so I suppose at the end I won't be able to, but.
On the culture kind of the music of this kind, but Shalem Abba plays differently from that culture. If you can't do dancing, for instruments, you can have that.
So
people put on music much before they start dancing and singing, so therefore
you're saying music would be better.
People want to sing right before they start bringing out an orchestra.
Klei Zemer definitely is a minute to add. Right. So you're saying maybe a tempo quarter would be different.
Yeah.
So says the Rav Ozer in the Tshuva, I'm glad you mentioned that. Says Rav Ozer in the Tshuva, the Inyan Shmias Nigunim, me, what's the next word?
Tape
recorder. Regarding the listening to music in a tape recorder, Bimei Ibn Tzorim, Kvar Biarti B'Sheva the Levi, I already discussed it earlier, the tape Ukli Shir Gomor. He takes for granted that a tape recorder, no, the truth, the Menachem Chatzitza was not talking about that, that's true. The Rav Ozer, however, says that listening to recorded music would also be included, then the machine, so to speak, becomes your clay shear, and it would be Usar of Imkein Lomi Boy, Beinam Mitzorim to Usar, etc. Therefore, regarding Beinam Mitzorim, it would be Usar. And he's talking about the rest of the year. But for sure, Beinam Mitzorim says the Senator Rav Ozer that listening to music, even from recorded music, and it's true, he does not see MP3. this tshuva written 30, 40 years ago does not say anything about the MP3. So I guess that seems people that are not there. No, and anyway, the point is that recorded music will also be usher, will go under the category of klei zemer, and therefore, even if it's an MP3, I'm assuming it will be usher.
Is that different than a microphone?
Then?
How is that different than a microphone? If someone's doing a cappella on a microphone,
you asked what the din of a cappella would be.
So
will you hold that thought for one moment?
Three more,
please. Continue. That was page. Oh, okay. Now, before we mention a cappella, so far I'm doing good. Therefore, that's the question I'm about to talk about.
Let me get this.
So now, before we get into the discussion of a cappella, let's analyze the din of actual singing. Are you allowed to sing during Sefiras Omer? So it seems to be, on one hand, even the people that hold, again, this is not the halacha, but at least not what the minigans for sure, that the people, even people that don't listen to music the whole year, right, which I mentioned, there is such a concept of not listening to music at all, but it seems to be most of the Rishonim allowed listening to music, singing. That was allowed. The only problem, most Rishonim it seems held, was if there is a problem the rest of the year, it only applies to singing with, to your musical instruments, but it would not apply to singing. So, memele, l'chora, since that is similar iser, of the 3 weeks is similar to those that hold it up for the rest of the year, so you would assume then that singing with your mouth should be okay. I would have thought that it shouldn't be a problem. It seems to be in the Kittus Svarim they mention that people like the mini quote unquote is that people do not sing in Sefiras Omer. So the Svarim starts like where this mini come from, is it a mini, isn't it a mini? So the first thing is you have the Sdei Chemet, who lived about a little under 100 years, about 100 years ago in Hebron, a very, very big bucky. He knew millions of Svarim, or maybe more, and he writes l'shoyer ulenagin bepeh, to sing with your mouth only, meaning without instruments. Shiras v'shabachos shenagin l'zamer b'sudas reus she'ein asudas mitzvah. The guys have to get together and they sit together, not as a sudas mitzvah, just singing together. Sudas mitzvah, I guess, would be even less, would be easier. But he's saying even if it's not a sudas mitzvah, just people sit and they sing songs of, you know, from film, whatever it may be. I'm assuming he's referring to like Rashi, but al kapani. Songs of shiras v'shabachos that people sit around and sing. Ha'anir be'enai the shapir dami. Would seem to me that there's nothing wrong with it. V'rakal nigun b'klei shir ani moicha because man b'yomeivu. During these 3 weeks, I tell people not to play musical instruments, but the actual thing should be no problem. V'le'ar Allah ali b'lasar nigun b'peh. Never would it have occurred to me that we should be machmer on regarding singing with a mouth without instruments. Afterwards, he brings another sefer that seems to apply differently, but he thinks it's not necessarily right. So, the so-called sefer that Sdei Chemet took for granted, it's obvious that there's no reason why it should be also, and anybody would say it also like it's a major chiddush.
You're really talking about shir of din tishbachos.
Right.
So, what
happens? So, the nafkamina would be, as you're saying, what happens if your guy is just stop singing? He's walking, himself. So he isn't specifically talking about that. But on the other hand, it doesn't seem like he isn't specifically talking about that. But on the other hand, l'chayr is no makor to answer it. I don't know. However, there are in these svarim, they do bring a number of different achronim, some Sephardi, some Ashkenazi, a bunch of different type of achronim that it seems to be that they took for granted that included in the isser of klei shir was also included the isser of singing. And I see Rav Chaim Kanievsky on a footnote in a sefer on the 3 weeks. He writes, "Shamati mi'adreni avi moiriv rabbi." That's his father, the stipler. I heard he has a footnote on the sefer. So in the bottom of the page, there's the person who printed the sefer, Rabbi Septimus. He gave the sefer to Rav Chaim Kanievsky before he printed it. So he went, or I think he printed the first edition. Then he gave that to Rav Kanievsky, and he wrote footnotes. So in the later edition, he put these footnotes on the page. And there, when he has this discussion about being mutar asur, Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes a note. "Shamati, I heard from my father, the stipler, shaminig lahachmir." That it is also. That's the minute. Even for Sphira, and for more so even during the 3 weeks, it is also to sing even without musical instruments, it's also to sing. So writes the stipler, and it seems to be, there's the name of the stipler. So it seems to be there's a range here of minhagim, and I would just like to bring what I consider the hachra. I'm not telling anybody what to do, I mean, but the opinions are brought down. So there's another kitzur sefer written by Tzvi Cohen called Bein Pesach L'Shavuot. He has a sefer on every other week or so. So one of the swarm he has is Bein Pesach L'Shavuot, and there he writes again, which is discussing Sefiras Omer, and he says Shaldi Lemar Nagrashaz Erbach. That's all. I asked him Shlomo Zalman Veshivani. He answered me Shekol Shira Shomayreres Lerikud Umachol. Any types of singing which gets you to you know, in the mood kind of thing. Yes, limanam men. It's better not. Even if it's just singing, it's also better to keep out, to stay away from. I will shira shem remembers as adam, but songs of sort of what we call regesh, things that are, get you and ruchnius kind of things, as Gary pointed out, the Gersh pointed out the shira shishbachos concept. The einam yivaser liriku rumachol mutter. Such a thing would be mutter because it's songs that are actually bringing to ruchnius. Now listening to with music, I'm assuming is also for sure. It's just he's saying but singing with your mouth, it's not so clear that it's usher, so I guess it's better to be masmer regarding some singing, but if it's singing it's just shibachot, wouldn't be the end of the world. That seems to be his opinion. So now, to sum it up, if you'll allow me, I'm going to, right now, just for making it easier for the continuation this year, I'm going to follow this opinion, that me'ikar adin, it doesn't seem to be an absolute issur to sing with your mouth, sing with your mouth only, even though it isn't so pashut that it will be mutter. That seems to be what comes out of the upbringing. So the minig, I think most people are probably are makel, but there is such a concept that might be usur. So now I would like to get to the discussion of recorded non-instrumental music. So in Tshuva Shevet Alevi, Rav Ozer, in the same tshuva that I quoted before, when he talks about recordings, he adds, "Uladaiti afilu imatep nase mishira bepeh." Nepach l'kli shir. Now you guys can argue, Lani's daiti, this makes a lot of sense. He doesn't even have come up, but my opinion is, I don't know, like I said, maybe people disagree, I think you disagree with what I'm saying. In my opinion, this makes sense. Val Koponim, you don't need me. Rav Ozer says that just like recorded music on it, and recorded music with instruments on it, has been recorded, music that's been recorded would be usher. So who then, if you sang and then put it onto a machine, and now your machine is playing, that already is not considered singing bepeh, that's already considered singing with an instrument, and the machine becomes your instrument, and so to speak, it will be no different than anything else. So then it was mentioned maybe an microphone, that's very interesting. I assume singing with a microphone would still probably be called the person, because really he's, it's not, you know, right now he's actually singing on the microphone, that might be different. Let's go back to, I don't know. I'm assuming that it's not, if you're actually, he's actual singing, one time. That could be the, yeah, this is, my point is that when you're, as you're singing with your mouth, and it goes on the microphone, that might be different. But I don't know. I hear the point. I would assume that even according to Buzz, that might be mutter. If you, assuming a mouth is mutter, then this would also be mutter.
So it would be spoken word.
What?
So it would be spoken word, whether it's singing or spoken
no,
word.
No, it's spoken
word. On a recording device. Once it's on a recording device, it's singing. It's singing a recording device, so it would be spoken word.
Ooh. So singing.
No, but it has to be music. It would have to be music. No, I'm assuming it would have to be music. It's not going to bring you the machol from without that, I'm assuming. Right. No, even if you hold, that's why, that, right. In a second, I'm going to say different. Right. Rav Ozer seems to be assuming that the singing is mutter, you know, singing is mutter, but maybe, what if he didn't record the singing? And then he's saying, no, that should be usher. Now, I saw an interesting tshuva in the Divrei Yatziv, that's the Kloisenberger Rebbe, Zecherno Livracha, and he writes, he had this discussion, Nistapati, Bach gramophone, Imdino, he knows the records, Imdino Kishir Bepeh, is that called singing Bepeh, which would be mutter, technically? Was talking about ladies need, they're going out of their minds at home, there's nothing to do, the husband's out of the house the whole day, and the ladies are sitting at home, nothing to do, so can they at least listen to chazanis? I don't know anybody would want to, but anyway, they're sitting there listening to chazanis. Excuse me, I'm on recording here. I'm kidding, I'm just kidding.
What is?
Oh, it's singing. No, it's a fancy thingy. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Okay, guys, we'll all the renditions later. Well, just let's see why I do this here. I got a lot to say. I'll start singing, then you guys are gonna be in trouble. So his discussion was, when recorded singing, I guess he meant without chazanos, without musical accompaniment, or kevan shuai de kli, since ultimately it is through some sort of a device, dino kikinar v'shar mini claims, then it becomes like an instrument. So he actually had this suffix, and he has a discussion about singing the pair. And he talks about it singing with their mouth itself might be usher too. He's talking about the rest of the year, but anyway, we'll take it for what's relevant to us. He's talking about general singing with your mouth might also be usher. He says the Arishonim did usher, some Achronim usher, and he concludes, therefore, yesh bedavar harbe chashashas, it isn't so clear that it's mutter. Number one, shulayu klei zemer. First of all, it could be it's a klei zemer, which is a buzzer svar. Then he says, afilu shezebapeh, and he said, even if you just sing with your, and even if you say it's not a klei zemer, but l'chora wouldn't be worse than your mouth, and if your mouth isn't so posh that it's mutter. No, so he's incorporating the story I mentioned before that could be sing with your mouth is usher, and number two, it could be tikkulei shir, and therefore he seems to say that it should be usher. So we have Rav Ozer saying it, that it would be usher, and Divrei Yatziv saying it because it could be singing with pez and so pashut anyway. So therefore, however, and there's a tshuva for Rav Moshe that writes Valideh radio im nishma zimmer de puma, if what you're hearing over the recording is somebody singing without music, mutter. Moshe said clearly that it's mutter, and therefore that would be similar to what you're saying, for sure. And for sure, Mike, and I saw the Tshuva Tzitzel Eliezer also said that, and he brings it afterwards, he says, I know Moshe says it also. So it seems to be a machlokes achronim regarding, therefore, I guess a cappella, I suppose, would be included in that concept. I suppose, maybe a cappella is more fancy, I don't know. But pashtas, I guess, it would be included in that. Yes, I don't know, it's not something, I don't know exactly what a cappella music is, so you have to know what it's discussed. If they're banging on the table, saying, I don't know what's being, that's probably not a clay demer banging on the table. Could be fingers also not. So probably that would, I guess, if somebody would want to be lenient according to these opinions, the Eshlam Alis, I assume a cappella would also be music. So that's regarding that the a cappella music. Does somebody want to, I have page 3 here, if someone wants, but I didn't. Oh, I don't anymore. Okay, anyway, somewhere there is page 3. Yeah, the singing without an instrument.
No, they're
making instruments. Right. I assume if you want to be master singing the pair, then I think you'd have to be a machadish to prove, you'd have to prove that making noises with your mouth would be worse. I would say. I'm not a rabbi. I would assume that if you're going to hold the pairs also, that's going to be awesome. But if you hold the pairs mutter, I think it'd be more sense to be makel and then say then jacapella should also be mutter. That's even though you're imitating a guitar or whatever it may be. That's what I would think. But maybe I don't know. Maybe he thinks it differently. Okay. Now that's as far as that. Now what about the other point I wanted to mention was about doing aerobics. Somebody actually once asked me in this yeshiva a number of years ago, somebody asked me, his wife does aerobics for exercise reasons, and she listens to music, Mordechai Ben David obviously, and she wants to we can't live without MBD, and she wants to do aerobics. So she's listening to music, but she's not doing it for the sake of the music, she's doing it for the sake of exercise. So L'chor, that question would be similar to a question which has already been discussed for many years, and that's if somebody plays music for a living or wants to study music, would a person be permitted to do that? So the earliest source on that is the Prima Gadim. As I mentioned earlier, the Prima Gadim already discussed the concept of using instruments on during the 3 weeks, and Bir Alocha brings the Prima Gadim Alocha, and he says as follows: V'ayim b'Prima Gadim, I'm on page 3 now. V'ayim b'Prima Gadim shekazav the Yisrael sheparnasosei klei zemer, somebody, a Jew who makes his money through his parnassus, through Eitzel Akum, playing music Eitzel Akum Beveis HaMishneh. He plays in some sort of a goisha function, whatever it may be. That's where that's how he gets his parnassa, his livelihood. Yira, it would seem to me, says the Prima Gadim, the Kitei Parnassosoi Shari. For his parnassa, it is mutter. V'ayim b'derech ha'chaim, however, the Derech ha'chaim is the Nesivus. I know everybody's familiar with the Sefer Nesivus on Choshe Mishpat, so he wrote a Sefer on Oroch Chaim called Derech ha'chaim. V'ayim b'derech ha'chaim, demashma minei de'enu mati primigodim elem miyudzayim betamuz ad Rosh Chodesh. It seems to me that you can only be, even if you're going to be lenient and allow somebody to play for livelihood purposes, it would only be mutter till Rosh Chodesh. Or I suppose that would mean till Shabbos for this party. But during the 9 days for the Ashkenazim, and I'm assuming I'm assuming for Ashkenazim from Rosh Chodesh will be also, and for the Sfarim from Shavuot Shechalvoy, then even Letzorech Parnasa, the Prima Gadim would be Machmer. So it says that Derech Chaim, the Shavuot is passing Lalacha. So therefore, our discussion now will be all talking until Rosh Chodesh or Shavuot Shechalvoy. But during Shavuot Shechalvoy and for Ashkenazim from Rosh Chodesh, there is no hesed. So I'm just discussing before that, according to those that ask. Now I would assume, I'm not getting there. Now, I would understand personally from the Bir Alocha that the reason it's being matir is kind of like a hefsid concept. Since you're losing money for the sake, no, since you need the parnasa, so Chazal didn't necessarily answer you to listen to music when it's relevant to parnasa. That's how I would say. Therefore, theoretically, if somebody, let's say, prepaid a music teacher, the music teacher, or within a musical student who prepaid his semester, now he's going to have to do a whole another semester, or have to have pay up again because he missed these weeks that he can't play. It could be that would also be mutter according to Prima Gadim. However, aerobics kind of stuff, when he's like, it would be also because that's not a parnassa concept, a loss of money. That's how I would have assumed from the Prima Gadim. We're going to see that there are praying that say not like me in both ways. Some are more machmer and some are more makel. No one says like me. What a coincidence. Anyway, so the truth is, Maharam Sheikh said, Nihi, the hitter of Prima Gadim, Shah. Even though it is true that the Prima Gadim, they're allowed, Mipnesha Zeu Chayehim Parnasasam, since that's their Parnasa. So we see that there is a hitter of Parnasa. Aval Mishum Dover She'enu Miskaven, Lo Hitter. He isn't Mathir because they're not thinking about the music, because your mind isn't on the music rather than on something else. No, when somebody's studying music, they're not really paying attention so much to the enjoyment of the music. Rather, the case with Prima Gadim, he's playing music for Gadim. So he's not really thinking of the music when he's playing. He's doing it for the sake of parnasa. He's not thinking of it though. It's because he's really thinking, make sure he does it correctly for the goyim, for the people that are listening. So therefore, maybe a person could say that since he's not really mechaved and enjoying the music, it should be mutter. Says the Maharam Sheikh, but we see from the Prima Gadim the fact that he only allowed it because of the loss of parnasa. We see therefore that it should be that it would be usher therefore to teach me to play. If, you know, that's not a heter. The heter that I'm not thinking about it is not going to be, will not be an allowance for this din. He was talking about an oval, I believe. It was an oval that had just, was a musician, and he was teaching music, or whatever it may be, and he was playing. He says, based on this Prima Gadim, you would not have a heter because you're not being mechaved. However, then he continues. Maybe it should be mutter because of a loss of money. I believe he was talking about Talmud. He was talking about, I think, he was talking about having paid the teacher, the musical teacher, already ahead of time, and now you're going to lose money on because you're not going to classes. So maybe we should be matzik as a pseida, and now the Maharam Sheikh says the chiddush. If somebody's learning music, he's not learning out of hobby. He's learning because he wants to make his main parnasa being a musician. Then it's similar to the Prima Gadim because it's a loss of money, both financial loss now and in general. He needs it for his parnasa, so then it will be mutter. Abu Benito and Hanal, that we're talking about somebody who's learning music, who raksh shachtanis. I don't know exactly what he means by that term, but he means that it's not for business. It's only because he wants to get a geshmak out of it. V'loy lafarnes is atzmai. Then if you are not able to use the heter of hefted just because of the enjoyment. In other words, he's agreeing with one point I said before, but he's arguing on the other. The heter is definitely because of a heter's money. Right, your loss, there's a financial loss that allows you to listen to music or to play music during the 3 weeks. However, only assuming that you're not enjoying the music. But if you're actually doing it for enjoyment reasons, then it's not even the reason you're playing is because of, if the reason you're playing is not because of parnasa, it's only because you're enjoying it, then the fact that I'm not thinking about it is not going to be a heter. So according to this, what? Yeah, so he's saying even if you're losing, but I'm losing because of I want to enjoy the music. I want to ultimately, and even not now, I want to become somebody who can play. On Motzei Shabbos, I want to be able to sit down and bang a few notes on the piano, right? But not because I'm actually making money off of it. Such a thing would not be mutter, and because of a short time. So, and Rav Moshe seems to say the same thing. Rav Moshe and Tshuva says the same thing, that the reason is because it's not inyan simcha. But if it's an inyan simcha, meaning if you're playing just because you want to enjoy it, so you're learning because you want to enjoy it, it would not be mutter. So here there's a chumrah that comes out of both Maharam Sheikh and Rav Moshe, that if you're going to be losing money, if you're playing for a for parnasa, or you're teaching for parnasa, for example, or you're learning because of parnasa, then you'd be okay. But if you're playing, for example, Rabbi Kaplan just mentioned to me, is that his daughter teaches gan type of like camps and stuff that starts the day after Tisha B'Av. So she has to prepare all kinds of musical things, and during the 3 weeks she has to prepare for Mutzei. So according to them, it would be Mutzei. Because since she's doing it strictly for parnasa reasons, it would be Mutzei. However, if you're doing it for, even if it's a loss of money, but you're doing it because you're enjoying it, it would be Usher. However, like I said, there is a svara called Torah de Malachtoi. Torah de Malachtoi means that there are cases when Chazal were Mutzei to do things that, for example, would make a person think about things he's not allowed to think about. But if he's doing it for a job, then Chazal say you don't have to worry, he's not going to think because he's so busy doing what he's doing. Torah b'malacha, he's busy with his malacha that he's doing. Then it would be mutter. For example, musicians at a lady's function of some sort. They have cases like that. I know there are people who are not. Whatever it is, whatever it would be, there's a concept. The Maril Disk instead a concept of Torah b'malacha. A person who's busy doing his malacha would be mutter, and therefore an ovel who is, even if he's just learning music, could also be mutter, even if it's not a loss of money, but because since his makshava is not an enjoyment, but rather, so to speak, ain't on his kavan, he's actually thinking of something else, it would come out from our listening, it would be mutter because he's torah b'malachtoi. And the Bitzel HaChokma, or Bitzel HaShtern, Zechon HaBaruch, he writes that similar in the Tshuva, he says clearly the Maharam Sheikh, and he argues on the Maharam Sheikh, and says it's not true. If you have, it seems from the Shas and Poskim, that if you're playing not because of enjoyment, but you're playing because of another reason, it will be mutter, even if ultimately you're going to end up enjoying it, as long as you're not mechaven, you're torah b'malachtoi, you're thinking of the playing, and you're not thinking of the sound coming out of it, that's not your point, it will be mutter. And the Tzitz Eliezer brings these shots for him, he brings others the things to say, okay? And he says that that's shot in the Prima Gadim. that when the Prima Gadim said it's mutter for Parnasa, what the Prima Gadim meant was because he's Torah them laughter. So it's exact opposite of what the Maharam Shik was saying. Therefore, according to that, we have a machlokes. So we end up having a machlokes achrayim. If a person is playing music, so if he's playing for Parnasa, it will be mutter. If it's going to be a substantial loss of money regarding Parnasa, it will for sure be also be mutter. However, if a person is learning music for the sake of a gishmak, but he's not thinking of the music, he just wants to be able to in the future pay, then some say it will be usher to learn music if you're just doing it for a hobby, even if you lost some money. Some however say it doesn't matter, it will be mutter even in that case, because I'm not thinking of the actual music, I'm thinking of my parnasa, of the learning, the studying, and my mind is on that. Therefore, I would assume, and I actually saw this in my rov, actually talking that I would assume aerobics would be the same thing, since you're doing aerobics. The person doing aerobics is only listening to music in order to get into the beat and be able to dance properly and exercise properly. According to those that are lenient, it will be mutter. And I saw my rov Yisrael Goldman on a paper he printed a couple of years. He had to write that and to do exercise. He writes in parentheses music that's matin for b'nai Torah, obviously MBD. Then it would be mutter. But then he concludes yesh lehimanam. He says if it's better though to try not to. And again, the heter would only be till Rosh Chodesh or till Shavuot Shachalvoy, but Shavuot Shachalvoy would be also Holiday and from Rosh Chodesh. But like I said, you have here a question of could be it's mother, could be it's usher. If somebody gets filled, it's really important. I suppose yes, I'll be this way.